Hospitals, clinics, and your doctor's office are all bracing for a challenging fall. There's the worry about the flu, another possible surge of COVID-19, and now this question, with so many schools online for part or all of the week, will healthcare employees keep reporting to work? WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes a look.
Dr. Maria Diaz, a primary care physician in Lawrence, thinks she has a plan that will allow her to keep working. Her kindergartner has a full-day in-person option through his preschool. Her second grader will go live with in-laws in Sharon for the 3 weekdays when her public school is remote.
So she can do her 3 online days, and those days I will be working probably full-time. And then the 2 days that she has to go to her elementary school, I will probably do some work from home those 2 days.
You heard a lot of probablys there because Diaz is waiting for final details from her daughter's elementary school before she finalizes a new work schedule. There are some other possible complications.
I don't want to start.
This is how perfect this plan is.
It's not just the kids popping up while Diaz may be talking to patients. For her to keep doing essential medical work in Lawrence, one of the hardest hit cities in Massachusetts, Diaz's in-laws need to stay healthy, and the kids' schools will need to keep holding at least some classes in person.
It is very scary because I want my daughter to excel in school. I also want to be able to see my patients and to follow all the commitments. So I feel very stressed.
We can't really make plans. Like, I think neither of us can really go to our employers and say, this is what our schedule will look like.
Dr. Lena Mittal, who's also on this call, says lots of healthcare workers are still finalizing plans because some school plans are just coming out. Mittal is a psychiatrist at Brigham and Women's and is already working a lot from home. But this fall, both Mittal and her husband will shift their hours so that one of them can monitor school time with their young son. A babysitter supervised schoolwork last spring. It did not go well.
We would set goals each day, like, here are some activities you can work on. He would agree to do something with me, but then when our nanny would ask him, okay, you told mommy you would do this, he'd be like, nope, I'm not doing it. And so, you know, it became this constant struggle and tug of war with my son.
Mittal is among the more than half of Mass General Brigham employees who told the state's largest hospital network in a survey that they may need to shift their work schedules this fall. MGB's Senior VP for Human Resources, Matt Badger, pulls up the rest of the results on his computer.
About 35% were interested in talking to their manager about reducing the work hours.
Another 25% were considering a leave of absence, and just over 20% have thought about quitting. That's a lot of instability and uncertainty for any employer.
It absolutely creates a concern. Even if we have none of our folks taking any actions to change their schedule or take a leave or leave the workforce, it's of course a concern to have a workforce that's under this much stress and anxiety.
To help, Badger says Mass General Brigham offers daycare discounts, tutoring assistance, and is working with employees to set up learning pods. But all of the possible workforce changes highlight a tough reality for hospitals and clinics during the pandemic.
It does, of course, create concerns related to the operation of our hospitals. I don't think at this point we see enough indication that it will, you know, impair our ability to serve the communities that we operate in.
That's what we want to avoid like the plague.
Bart Metzger, Chief of Human Resources at UMass Memorial Healthcare, says while his hospital faces similar challenges, limiting hospital services cannot be an option right now.
Our entire emphasis as we've come out of the first wave has been in recovery. And we actually have made very significant strides in terms of recovering lost volume. I hate to do anything and frankly would be surprised if we did anything that was counter to that.
Instead, Metzger expects to present a range of options to his bosses to increase flexibility for employees.
There's no way that we're going to meet the full array of our employees' needs, but every little bit helps is what we're thinking.
Hospitals, healthcare centers, and doctor's offices are scrambling now to review all the requests for accommodations. Sherelle Cooley, a medical secretary at UMass Memorial Clinic, just heard on Saturday that she can start working from home today. That's timely because today is also the first day of remote school for her two children in second and eighth grade.
They both have learning disabilities, so I couldn't just, you know, set them in front of the computer and say, goodbye, I'm going to work.
But even with this flexibility, Cooley is anxious. Can she keep everything on track for her clinic psych patients while making sure a 7- and 14-year-old pay attention to math lessons on their computers?
Every other parent's trying to find, you know, other ways of trying to do this as well. It's just very difficult.
The Baker administration says it's paying close attention to staffing levels at all healthcare facilities and will increase support if needed, although it did not say how. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.